And welcome back in Game Day, SportsRadio.com. Boji Wood coming to you live from the Game Day, SportsRadio.com studios. Have Mike Bernard from OTM Sports with us as always. Mike, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Glad to hear you're not under the weather. You sound a lot better than you did last week.
I feel a ton better. Appreciate you covering for me last week on there. I just could not go. Hey, over here in South Atlanta, we've still got snow on the ground over here. I know in sunny Las Vegas, y'all not dealing with that stuff right now.
No, I'm back over here on the East Coast now, but when I was out there, the weather was fine, and then you come back here, and of course, there's a dusting of snow, and they let school out for 3 days.
Yeah, you know, we over here in the Atlanta metro area, think schools have been in for 1 day this week, and that was Tuesday. Of course, Monday was the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, and then everyone went back on Tuesday. But Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, everyone's out. Hey, let's get right into the championship games. I want to remind everyone that this AFC championship game preview is sponsored by State Farm Insurance. For quotes on auto, homeowners, life, and renter's insurance, Alabama residents can call Larry McIntosh at 205-663-3119. Great rates and personalized service. Larry has 40 plus years in the industry. Call him at 205-663-3119. Okay, Mike, Sunday afternoon, 3:05 p.m. It's the AFC Championship games. The surprising Jacksonville Jaguars at the always steady New England Patriots. And this is going to be a game, I think, that no one envisioned this game back at the start of the year. At least I can tell you that I didn't. And last weekend, I thought that the Steelers would take care of the Jags playing at home, a cold weather game, Jacksonville, of course, being a warm weather team. But the Jags beat Pittsburgh 45-42. And listen, it wasn't that close. Of course, nope. Tom Brady and the Pats, they beat Tennessee 35-14 in the divisional round. And this is the seventh straight year that the Pats are playing in the AFC title game.
Listen, Coach, New England loses players to injury, free agency, retirement. They find a way to contend every year. Their roster changes every season. But no matter who comes and goes, they win the AFC East and compete for a Super Bowl. They've dominated the AFC East. They've won it 8 straight years and 13 of the last 14 seasons. For this championship game, the Vegas line open, New England favored by anywhere from 9 to 10 points over the Jags. But since reports of Brady injuring his throwing hand in practice on Wednesday, the line dropped to 7.5 on Friday morning. We'll see where the line moves from there. Their opponent, Jacksonville, they went into Pittsburgh, as you said, beat them for a second time. They were in control of that game from wire to wire.
Hey, back in October, the Jags went into Pittsburgh, and they beat the Steelers 30-9. A lot of people thought the Steelers would avenge that loss, but listen, the Jags, they manhandle the Steelers up front, both offensively and defensively, and now we've got strength on strength in this game. Jacksonville, they're the number 2 in total defense, number 2 in scoring defense. New England, number 1 in both total offense and scoring offense.
That's right. And all the pregame talk is going to be about Brady, his hand, you know, his great record and his offense. I see this game is going to be decided in the trenches. And, of course, the severity of Brady's injury is going to play a big role as well. The Pats, Coach, they're 21-3, their last 24 home playoff games. The only losses were to the Ravens in 2013, the Jets in 2011, and then the Ravens in 2010. Those teams were strong defensively and built to run the ball, and they were able to win in Foxborough, and Jacksonville's built very similar.
They are, and you have to go back and look at those Ravens teams and that Jet team that won in New England, and they just relied heavily on their run game. And that's the way this Jags team is. And also now, the early forecast for Foxborough is temps in the mid-40s. That's balmy for late January in the Boston area. Some think that's going to be an advantage for the Jags. But this is a team that it doesn't matter where they're playing. They went into Pittsburgh, and the temps were in the teens. And listen, Jacksonville took care of business. I don't think the way, even though they're considered a warm weather team, I don't think it matters to them.
I don't either. And look, the better weather conditions might favor Brady, especially with his banged up right hand and that Pats offense. Jags, look, they're going to run it no matter the conditions. They'll probably be better off playing the game in the snow because historically downhill run teams have had great success in cold and snow weather in postseason games.
And you look at Jacksonville, you can expect New England to really crowd the box because Blake Bortles, nobody thinks that he can beat the Patriots with his arm. Matter of fact, there are not a lot of teams that people think he can beat in the NFL with his arm. I mean, he's been trashed by some in the media claiming he's the worst starting quarterback in the NFL. But guess what? He did his job in the wild card game over Buffalo, solid in the win at Pittsburgh. But now he's going to face, you know, pretty good defense in this New England Patriot team.
That's right. And Bortles needs to play mistake-free. The Jags run game, they have to eat clock. That number two ranked defense for Jacksonville, they have to keep doing what they do, slow down Brady. The Jags won a shootout last week, but as you said, that game really wasn't that close. They want to limit New England's possessions in this game. They want to shorten the game. When I take a look at some numbers in it from a handicapping standpoint, the Patriots are 7-0 straight up, 6-1 against the number, their last seven home playoff games. The odds are stacked against Jacksonville. Point spread tells me the Pats are going to win a close game. But New England's last four home playoff games all went over the total. I think I'm going to play this game over the total, but of course I'll play it very light because I don't know the true condition of Brady's hand.
I understand that. Okay, Mike, let's move on to the NFC Championship game. The Vikings and the Eagles. I want to remind everyone that this preview of the NFC Championship game is sponsored by State Farm. For quotes on auto, homeowners, life, and renter's insurance, Alabama residents, call Larry McIntosh at 205-663-3119 for great rates and personalized service. Larry has 40-plus years experience in the industry. Give him a call, 205-663-3119.